Chapter 15. A mild answer calms wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. The tongue of the wise pours out knowledge, but the mouth of fools spurts forth folly. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good. A soothing tongue is a tree of life, but a perverse one crushes the spirit. The fool spurns his father's admonition, but prudent is he who heeds reproof. In the house of the just there are ample resources, but the earnings of the wicked are in turmoil. The lips of the wise disseminate knowledge, but the heart of fools is perverted. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. The way of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but he loves the man who pursues virtue. Severe punishment is in store for the man who goes astray. He who hates reproof will die. The nether world and the abyss lie open before the Lord. How much more the hearts of men? The senseless man loves not to be reproved. To wise men he will not go. A glad heart lights up the face, but by mental anguish the spirit is broken. The mind of the intelligent man seeks knowledge, but the mouth of fools feeds on folly. Every day is miserable for the depressed, but a light-hearted man has a continual feast. Better a little with fear of the Lord than a great fortune with anxiety. Better a dish of herbs where love is than a fatted ox and hatred with it. An ill-tempered man stirs up strife, but a patient man allays discord. The way of the sluggard is hemmed in as with thorns, but the path of the diligent is a highway. A wise son makes his father glad, but a fool of a man despises his mother. Folly is joy to the senseless man, but the man of understanding goes the straight way. Plans fail when there is no counsel, but they succeed when counselors are many. There is joy for a man in his utterance, a word in season, how good it is! The path of life leads the prudent man upward, that he may avoid the netherworld below. The Lord overturns the house of the proud, but he preserves intact the widow's landmark. The wicked man's schemes are an abomination to the Lord, but the pure speak what is pleasing to him. He who is greedy of gain brings ruin on his own house, but he who hates bribes will live. The just man weighs well his utterance, but the mouth of the wicked pours out evil. The Lord is far from the wicked, but the prayer of the just he hears. A cheerful glance brings joy to the heart. Good news invigorates the bones. He who listens to salutary reproof will abide among the wise. He who rejects admonition despises his own soul, but he who heeds reproof gains understanding. The fear of the Lord is training for wisdom, and humility goes before honors.